去，
就他出门嘛讲。
就好久，就好久，很近
了。对的。
还有对，云南好。
那好吃。
发布的他的是发布马上的三年，哎呀，而且中间就收入主要是在这儿，
是，
发布的，
أنا دكتور معنا راح أدرسكم فيزيولوجي إن شاء الله اختصاصي الدقيق النيوروفيزيولوجي راح نبدأ اليوم We will start discussing neurophysiology Physiology of the nervous system You can write your own notes You can use your mobile Whatever means that helps you, I don't mind. Okay? Probably you know from your secondary school study that the central nervous system is a control system. It is a control that controls our bodily activities, the daily activities.What else, apart from the nervous system, is there any control system in the body alongside with the nervous system? Can you guess? Yes, the answer is yes. What is this secondary system that again?Participate a control role of the bodily activities.
The gland.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, you mean the hormones. The hormonal system. Yeah, exactly. Good. So, the nervous system alongside with the hormonal systemare considered as two control systems of the body. Now, it remains a logical question. Why there are two systems for controlling bodily activities? Why we have two systems? Isn't it enough to have just one? The answer, yeah?
The nervous system acts as the heart-acting system.Control fast action and the hormone slow action.
Very, very good. Very, very good. What's your name?
Hisham.
Hisham. Where are you from? From Mosul. Yeah. محاضرة مو تربي فيها خب تخزيني هذا ما أقدر أفتح حتى أعطيكم anyway كل واحد يجاز مع الأخوان thank you so much Hisham bravo so the difference between the nervous system as a control system and the endocrine the hormonal systemis the rate of action. The hormonal system is a system that controls bodily activities after a time, after a while. The activities that are not inherited. Whereas the nervous system is a control system for the rapid activities. Let me give you an example. While you are wandering aroundOutside, in outdoors, on the weekend probably, and all of a sudden your fruit pass over a banana peeling. What will happen in this case? You will slip and probably you'll fall to the ground. But this is only rarely happens. Why? Because of the presence of the nervous system that will control rapidly and immediately this activity. This is one example of the rapidity of action of the nervous system in controlling all bodily activities. Another example. After you have a good deal in the lunch and a fatty meal, what do you expect that this fatty meal will be digested and absorbed within 15 minutes, for instance, half an hour, 1 or 2 hours? It will take more than 2 hours to be digested and absorbed. So this is a delayed action. It takes time. In this case, the hormonal system is the control system of our bodily activities. Is it clear now the difference between the nervous system and the endocrine system? So let us start discussing the function of the nervous system. Again, from your secondary school, you know that the nervous system consists of the central nervous system and peripheral nervous system. The peripheral nervous system consists of the nerves, the peripheral nerves, while the central nervous system consists of brain, the brain stem and the spinal cord. Okay? So, what are the main functions of the nervous system? The main function of the nervous system, one of the main functions of the nervous system is to control our sensation. So the first function is sensory. All of us now complain of heart rather. We perceive heart. Yeah, how we perceive heart? There should be, number one, sensors that detect any temperature higher than the body temperature. What we call these sensors as receptors. These receptors are designed to detect a specific type of energy. In this case, detecting hot weather, the energy is the heat. Okay? The hot weather. Now, after detecting the energy by the receptor, this energy is converted by the receptor into a sort of electricity, because the nerve fibers conduct electricity. So what the receptor do is to convert the energy, in this case the example I have given, is to convert the heat into electrical activity that will pass through the nerve fiber. What do we call this electrical activity as? Thank you so much. Action potential. We call this activity as action potential that will be transmitted through the nerve fiber from the receptor to the central nervous system. Where it enters first into the central nervous system? Does it enter into the brain directly? No. The brain has no direct connections with the peripheral nerves. So the initial input of the peripheral nerves into the spinal cord at the different levels. of the spinal cord. So this information carried by the nerve fiber as action potential will enter into the spinal cord at any level. You know the spinal cord is long enough. I'm sorry. After that, the spinal cord will carry this information to the brain, higher up. What for? To the brain for interpretation, for processing, integration of this information. Yeah, we need to know what is this signal? What is this information? What does it mean? We cannot know that unless the information reaches the brain for processing, integration, and analysis. After that, the brain will analyze this information and inform you that this is hot weather. You need to switch on the air conditioner. Okay? I'm sorry. Shukran Khalibi. Thank you so much. What is the next function of the central nervous system apart from sensation? Movement. Thank you so much. The second function of the nervous system is motor. A broader term than movement. Okay? Almost all of our activities are motor. We come here as a motor activity through walking, climbing the stairs and walking through this passage, narrow passage, to reach this room, classroom. So this is a motor activity. Probably in the weekend you might go outdoors to play some game. For instance, football. Ladies probably might have any game, no games at all. Unfortunately. What else? Apart from the contraction of the skeletal muscles that result in movement of the whole body or part of the body. Sometimes only part. And in my case, my hands are only moving. Okay? Any other motor activity?
Controlling the secretion of the hormones by the pituitary
gland. A bit far, yeah. No. Let me help you. We don't move. Only the visual movements that we can see and observe. In my case, I'm moving my hands, my head, turning right and left. But these are not the only movements. There are movements that are invisible. You cannot see. Where are these movements? In the viscera, inside the body. We call them as viscera. The plural of viscous. Like what? Stomach. Bravo. Thank you. What else? The lungs. What else? The gastrointestinal tract. All of it. Small intestine, large intestine, rectum, urinary bladder. All of these movements are invisible and they are again classified as motor activities. Still, there is another motor activity in the form of the secretion of the active substances by the endocrine and exocrine glands. You know the difference between exocrine and endocrine glands? It's a bit early. Never mind, let me tell you the difference. An exocrine gland is a gland that has got a neck, a duct, through which excretion passes to reach its target. What about the endocrine gland? Endocrine gland has got no duct. Its excretion passes directly to the blood, to the circulation. As simple as this. The secretion of these active substances from the exocrine and endocrine glands is again considered as motor activity. Motor activity. This is the muscles, whether they are skeletal or visceral muscles. What kind of muscles in the viscera? Lovely. Thank you so much. Smooth muscles. So whether they are skeletal or smooth muscles, as well as the secretion, the glands are all called as effectors. EFFECTOR. Effectors. So these are called the effectors. The third function of the nervous system, first was sensory, the second motor, the third integration and analysis and processing. Almost all information collected from the surrounding or from the internal viscera will be passed to the brain for processing, for integration. What? How the brain performs this function? Through a neuronal circuits. The brain consists of 100 billion neurons. You know that? A huge number. 100 billion neurons are present in our brains. These are the functional units of the nervous system. They are gathered as small or larger collections. Every many neurons are gathered together to form a neuronal circuit. Through this circuit of neurons, the information passes and the process is called as processing, analysis, integration, by whatever term you want to call it, processing, analysis, or integration. What for? To give meaning of the sensation. Get back to the same example. Before the light is on, you are complaining of hot weather. What would tell you that this weather is hot and you have to move from this classroom? That's uncomfortable. This is the analysis, the function of the brain, that will analyze sensation and give it meaning that this is hot, not cold. Okay? So this is the third function of the brain. The fourth function. Very good. Very good. Lovely. What's your name, please? Yeah. So if you know that only small part of the information is used to produce the appropriate response. All of our bodily activities are responses to the sensory information. Why we move from this classroom before the light is on? Because it's uncomfortable, it's hot. So hot is a sensory information. And the response is to go out of this hot room. Okay? Only small portion of the sensory information is used to produce the appropriate response. We move out. Precise and accurate response. What about the majority of the information. The majority of the information will be stored in the brain. What for? Storage of information to be used at a future time. You study for a whole year. You read physiology. Read for 4 hours a day. What for? To prepare yourself for the final exam. Okay? So, storage of information is to be used at a future time, either to produce a response or to be used in the thinking process. When you are asked in final exam, what are the main functions of the brain? You'll start thinking and recall from your storage information. Yeah, Kuhlmann have said that first function is sensory, the second one is motor, third was processing of information, and the fourth is storage. What we call this process of storing information as memory. So the third, the fourth function of the brain or the central nervous system is memory. We have agreed shortly before that the neurons are functional units of the central nervous system. And the neuron, I'm sure that you are aware and you know it, its structure, its histology, consists of the cell body that we call as the soma. From the cell body arising small projections. What do we call these small projections? The dendrite. Very good. Who is the dendrite? Thank you. Thank you so much. From the soma, the cell body, arising small projections, they are called collectively as the dendrites. With the exception of just one projection that is long and wide. What do we call this long? The axon. Thank you so much. The axon. The axon reaches its termination and it starts dividing again. What do we call these divisions at the very end of the axon? They are the terminals, or the terminal neurons. So this is the structure of the functional unit of the nervous system that we call as the neuron. Between each two successive neurons, there is a gap. This gap, for the signal to be transmitted from the previous neuron to the next neuron, it has to cross this gap, pass through this gap. Now, let me tell you now, first, how many types of gaps are there in between the neurons? There are two types. The gaps are called as synapses. You know that? These gaps between the two successive neurons are called as synapses. And they are of two types. Chemical synapses and electrical synapses. So the synapses are the gaps in between two successive neurons, and they are one of two types, either electrical or chemical. Why they are called electrical or chemical? Let me start with the chemical synapses. From the name chemical, what do you expect? That there should be some chemical substance. Yeah. Do you know what is the name of the substance? Yeah. Chemical? Substance, yeah. Oh, welcome. So from the name, the chemical substance that is present in between the two successive neurons is a chemical substance to start with, and it's called as a neurotransmitter, or if you want, chemical transmitter. But because it is in the nervous system, we call it as a neurotransmitter. What is the function of this chemical substance, the neurotransmitter? It is this substance that will convey, that will carry the information from the previous neuron to the next, through the gap. Because the information cannot cross, cannot jump. Okay? This is the chemical synapse. What about the electrical? Do you expect that in the electrical synapses, can we find chemical substance in the form of neurotransmitter? Sure, thank you. From the name, it denies the presence of chemical neurotransmitter. So why is this called electrical? The difference between electrical and chemical synapses is in the space. The space separating the two successive neurons. And the chemical synapse is wide. Wide space. About 20 to 25 nanometer wide. The space between the two successive neurons is wide enough. It is almost 20 to 25 nanometers. Whereas in the electrical synapse, it is very narrow. It is only 5 nanometers wide. And separating this narrow space in the electrical synapse, as narrow as this, channels passing from the previous to the next neuron. There are channels passing from one to the next. What for are these channels? To allow the spread of ions. These channels passing from the previous to the next. So the function of these channels spreading the electrical space passing from the previous to the next neuron is to allow free passage of ions from the previous to the next and from the next to the previous. It allows free passage. So these channels, the function of them is to allow free passage of ions between the two neurons in both directions, from the previous to the next, or from the next to the previous one. Whereas in the electrical synapse, the chemical neurotransmitter is released from the presynaptic terminal. We have agreed shortly before that the action at its termination is spread to give the terminal branches. From these terminal branches, the neurotransmitter is released and it will spread between the two neurons to reach the next neuron. And it will react to a specific receptors on the membrane of the next neuron and it create changes in the form of electrical, again, electrical activity or action potential that will spread in the next neuron. And from the next neuron, in the same process, will spread to the third, from third to fourth, and so forth. So, Another difference between the electrical and chemical synapses is this difference. In the electrical, there is no chemical neurotransmitter. In the electrical, there is a chemical transmitter. In the chemical. In the electrical synapse, the passage of action potential can be in both directions. Whereas the chemical synapses, it is one directional. From the previous to the next. Okay? Apart from the transmission of information from one neuron to the next, the synapses has got another function. Believe it or not, that our memories are stored in the synapses. So this is another function of the synapses. After the information passes many times through a specific synapse, this synapse will be facilitated. We call it as facilitated. What does this word mean? Anybody know? The meaning of facilitation in Arabic? Tasriya. Sorry, facilitation tasriya. إذا تذكرون أو صادف أن مارسكم مرتكم لعبة مع الأطفال يسموها الكرة والحلق. هل شايفها؟ ما شايفها؟ كرة والحلق لعبة تنمي قدرات الطفل ومهارات، عبارة عن حلق وكرة بقدر الانر دايمتر اوف رينج، يعني لما تمر الكرة في الحلق يعني should be in contact with the inner surface with the inner diameter. So for the first time the child will practice difficulty in passing the ball inside the ring. But after many times of practicing this job, this task, he will pass it while he is crossing with closed eyes. What does this mean? That the task is facilitated now. Exactly the same example is present in the synapses. After the information passes for many times, millions of times, through the synapse will be facilitated to pass the information very, very fast. In this case, any activity inside the brain can initiate the same activity in this facilitated synapse. This information reminds you with an event that has been passed long time ago. Like what? I have to give two examples, one for the ladies and one for the gentles. Let me start with the ladies. Do you mind to start with the ladies? Ladies always first. Okay. Some 2 or 3 years ago, you were invited to whatever you want to call it. فتحف العرس وليكن. And you find through the celebration a lady that was very, very nice, charming, attractive, very well dressed, very well makeup. Yes, very, very fine, not as blue as. Be careful, we dislike this makeup. Yani if you want to know, we gentle dislike. a lady that makes this makeup very dirty. Excuse me, not work. Yeah. This scene will attract your mind. And you will keep it in the back of your mind after probably 20 years. Anytime you see a celebration like this, the image will come in front of you. Have you had this experience? I'm sure. You have this experience, all of us. It is also for the gentles. The Bechouk Mubara, Ben Barcelona, Real. Mano Real, very good. Me too. وتشوف كريستيانو رونالدو جاب هدف يعني unbelievable. Again, this goal will attract your mind. أي مباراة أشوفها حتى بين هذول دول فرقنا المحلية اللي مضيعت الوقت فيهم أنا ما أشوف نهائيا. بس يخطر بالك رونالدو كيف لاعب محترف كيف مهارات. So this is, these are two examples of the facilitation process of the synapses. Okay. Up till now, any question? No questions? Ladies? Yes, please. At the very beginning, وليس احنا فقط انما العالم كله. At the very very beginning, nobody can explain this finding. Okay. Everything is clear? No question? Gentle? Yes, please. Yeah. السؤال هذا بيت early لأن راح نتناول الميموري في وقت لاحق إن شاء الله ولكن لا بأس أن أجيبك بشكل مختصر الآن. Every information that reaches the mind would stay in the mind would be stored in what we call as the short term memory. It will be stored for short time. How long is the short time? Seconds up to a few minutes. As long as you keep thinking of the information, for example, the telephone number. I give you my telephone number. You have no paper to put it down, or your cell phone is not with you at that moment. So what you do is to keep thinking of it. In order not to forget it, to be lost. How long it will be to remain? For a few seconds, up to a few minutes. As long as you keep thinking. Once you stop thinking, when you go back home, everything will disappear. After that, the memory can be converted into intermediate long term. That will be kept for hours, days, or even weeks when you repeat the information. On your way back home, you repeat the number. Oh, my phone number, my phone number. It's 0770. Yeah. After 2 hours, again you repeat the same. What you do in this process is to convert the information from the short term into the long, into the intermediate long term. Again, unless you keep thinking of the information to be lost in a couple of weeks. After that, it can be converted into the long term memory. That will last lifelong. Now you have memories from your childhood. You remember many of the events from your childhood. Why? To keep such an information for this long period, and even to remain with you بعد عمر طويل قد يكون 60 70 سنة إلى ما شاء الله. Okay. So this is the course of the information. Now let us start discussing the first function of the central nervous system. What was this first function? The sensor. The sensory function. We have agreed at the beginning of this session that in order to perceive any sensation, we have to have number one, in order to perceive, to feel the sensation, what should we have? A receptor. Very good. Hisham?
Ibrahim.
Ibrahim? Ibrahim. Thank you, Ibrahim. So, the first thing we must have to perceive any sensation is a receptor. This receptor is a transformer. If you know electricity, there are transformers that will transform a certain type of energy into another type. Exactly the same. The receptors in our bodies are transformers that will transform, convert a certain type of energy into electrical energy. What do we call this electrical energy?
Action
potential. It is uniform. Any energy is converted into action potential. Okay? Through which organ? The receptor. So what the receptor do is to convert the energy, pulse and light energy. Where are the receptors of light? Eyes. Sound, you are listening to me. Cold sensation, temperature sensation, warm sensation, pain. All of these sensory touch, fine touch, pressure, vibration, something was vibrating, short it fall. I don't know whether my phone or your cell phone or whatever. So all of these sensory modalities, sensory types, are detected through receptors, specific receptors. Each type of energy has got its specific receptor. What do I mean? Can you listen to somebody with your eyes? The photoreceptors? Where is this detecting type? And so forth. Next to the receptor, after the receptor detects the energy and converts it into action potential, this action potential must reach the brain. Through which way? Through the nerves, like these electrical wires. The nerves are very similar to the electrical wires. So, the information is carried from the receptor side to the brain, to the central nervous system, through nerves. In which form? Action potential. The pathway might consist of many nerve fibers. So how it will pass from one nerve fiber to the next through the synaptic receptors? Through the synaptic cleft, the spaces. These spaces are either electrical or chemical and will convey from one nerve fiber to the next, to the third, to the fourth, to the brain. What are the characteristics of the receptors? Number one, specificity. The first characteristic of receptors is that they are specific. Each receptor is specific for a given energy. This is number one. We call it as specificity. It means that they are specific. Number two, some of the receptors easily adapt. So we call this characteristic as adaptation. But the receptors are different in this aspect. Some of them rapidly adapt. Others slowly adapting. Others non-adapting at all. Let me give you examples of the different types of these receptors regarding adaptation. All of you have the experience of sometimes you are preparing for the examination of tomorrow. For instance, anatomy. Anatomy is this life, very disturbing, and you are worried about the exam. You are engaged in studying this structure, and all of a sudden somebody interrupts you. يقول لك شاي الست الوالدة الله يجزيها خير العظيمة يجيب لك شاي تشوفك في الشفرة وخليها طيب خاطر شوي وأنت لا جزاء ولا شكورا جاوبكم الساعة تقول من الشاي وضو فيها جنتلز اوكي when you go back your lecture notes, you start looking for the pen. Where is my pen? Oh, all of a sudden. All of a sudden you find the pen in your hand and between your fingers. Have you had this experience? Many of you. Why? Why is this experience? Because of adaptation of the receptors, the touch receptors, and the tips of the fingers. You hold the pen. The first moment you hold the pen, the touch receptors are excited, and they detect the presence of something in your hand. Apprise the information about this substance, the brain tells you that it is a pen. After a while, these receptors will get adapt, and specifically the touch receptors adapt rapidly. So they no more sense the presence of the pen. Okay. So this is an example of the rapidly adapting receptors. In winter, when you go outdoor from a well-conditioned space, say classroom, a well-conditioned, warm, but not hot. You go outdoor in winter, the temperature inside the room is 25 Celsius, outdoor minus 10. What will you feel? You feel cold, sure, but this will happen for the first moment. get out of the classroom. But after a while, a few minutes, would you feel the pain, coldness? Sure, sure. You feel the cold feeling will be less than first moment you go out. Why is this? Again, because of adaptation. But this adaptation now is not complete, as in the case of the touch receptors. It is not complete. Okay? It is only partial. Another example. When you stand up from the sitting position, you stand up. Why you don't collapse and fall down to the ground? According to the physical principles, this should happen. Why? Because of the effect of gravity. The gravitational forces will attract the blood that is moving through inside our blood vessels, attract the blood to the lower parts of the body, so that the blood passing to the brain would be decreased. If the blood is decreased to the brain, the subject will lose consciousness and drop down. But this will only rarely happen, and very difficult to happen. Why? Because of the presence of the receptors that will not adapt at all to maintain this blood pressure, whether in the sitting position or in the standing position. بلا زحمة واحد منكم يتكرم علينا ويكتب ورقة الحضور واحد فقط راح اكتب اسمك وتوقع مقابل اسمك Salty. Well, I have tried my best. I have tried my best, but I can't second the طابق الأخير. قدم ياك على التلفون. شوف نفسك ما تسمع ليش ما تقدم ياك. الإخوان بالأخير تسمعون. لو عندكم شغلكم أنتم الخاص. Okay, so this is the second characteristic of the receptors. Number one, specificity. Number two, adaptation. Number three is the development of an action potential. I'm sure that you are aware of the fact that when we perceive cold sensation, the information is not carried in our nerves as cold sensation. Nerves are electrical wires, I told you. Exactly electrical wires. They carry electricity. So, the type of energy needs to be converted into action potential, and the action potential is carried in the form of electrical activity through the nerves. This is the third criteria. The third purpose is the development of an action potential. How would you classify receptors according to adaptation into three types? Rapidly, slowly adapting, and non-adapting. Good. according to the first criteria of receptors, and that is specificity, it means that there are many types of energies. And according to our bodily language, they are described as sensations. Can you mention one example of these sensations? Hot. Cold. Actually, ذكر شيء ذكر العكس. وأسف. سأل عليك. كل حلا غلط. Well, unfortunately, it was to mention pain. Happiness. Okay.
Light.
Good. Sound. Vibration. So all of these are different types of sensation. We call them as sensory modalities. Modalities means types. Different sensory types. In this aspect, the receptors can be classified according to the different types of sensation into mechanoreceptors. First type is mechanoreceptors, from the name. What kind of energy these receptors detect? Mechanical energy in the form of what? Time touch, pressure, vibration, change in position. All of these sensations are mechanical, and there are specific receptors that are designed to detect these types of sensations. We call them collectively as mechanical. And the receptors are mechanoreceptors. The receptors that detect temperature changes, whether warm or cold, we can put them together and call these receptors as temperature receptors. Mechanoreceptors, temperature receptors, both detecting cold and warm. Third receptor, detect light. What do you call these receptors? Electromagnetic or photoreceptors. You are right. Thank you. But in physiological language, we call them as electromagnetic receptors. Any other type of receptors that detect? Yeah. Sure. These are, this smell is included into a specific type of sensations. We call it the special sensation. Well, I don't think it's not the subject. Why? Smell, audition, vision, and taste. Also, four types of receptors are collectively called as special senses. Now we are talking about the somatic sensations, the general sensations. Number one, mechanoreceptors. Number two, thermoreceptors or temperature receptors. Number three, electromagnetic. Number four, chemoreceptors. Bravo. Who is it? Thank you so much. Bravo. Chemoreceptors. From the name, these receptors detect what? Chemicals, whether in the mouth or inside our bodies. There are chemical sensors inside our bodies, especially in the brain, that detect the pH of the blood, that detect the level of carbon dioxide in the blood. So we call these receptors as chemical or chemoreceptors. The fifth type and last is the type of receptors that detect pain. We call these receptors as nociceptors. Nociceptors, thank you so much. Bravo. The pain receptors are called as nociceptors. كلمة واحدة ما بيها نو وبعدين سيسيبتس كلمة واحدة نو سيسيبتس اوكي NOCICEPTOR اوكي So these are the five types of receptors according to the different types of sensations. Now let us go into the different types of sensations. The examples we have mentioned, you have mentioned, rather, is touch, pressure, vibration, and position sensations. All of these receptors, all of these sensations can be gathered under the title of tactile, tactile receptors. T-A-T-C-I-L-E, tactile. So tactile sensation includes what? Fine touch, pressure, vibration, and position sensation. Some of the authors don't include position sensation. They classify it as separate. I myself, one of these authors, that classifies position sensation as a specific entity, a specific sensation. So tactile sensation include what? Fine touch, pressure, and vibration. All of these sensory modalities are detected by the same type of sensory receptors. We have agreed that each type of energy have got its specific receptor that is designed to detect this energy. In the case of tactile receptors, touch, pressure and vibration, all of them are detected by the same type of receptors. So, in this case, what do you expect then? There should be one or more receptors to detect tactile sensation. Logically, thank you so much. Logically, because we have many sensations, we should have many receptors. Among these receptors is a specific type that is studied in details. This receptor is called as the Pacinian corpuscle. The Pacinian corpuscle is very similar to the onion. What's the onion? Basal. Thank you. The basal, as you all know, so can ladies or gentles, عبارة عن حلقات متمركزة في مكان واحد. Am I right? Still big, huh? هتروح البستاك دول So the Pacinian corpuscle is very similar to the onion and is studied in detail. This corpuscle is designed to detect fine touch. We detect this fine touch through these Pacinian corpuscles. And they are classified as rapidly adapting because of its structure. Not in the local structure, not the senior corpuscle, you can find it in your textbook of physiology. Have you got them? Ganum? Ganum? The معتمد في كليات طب العراق Ganum. كانوا صعب على الليفل مع الصف الثاني قايتن أسف كلغة وك progress through the subject So this example, ALF receptor, we call it as the Pacinian corpuscle. It is specific to thick fibers, classified as rapidly adapting or slowly non-adapting. Rapidly adapting, classified as rapidly adapting. Now the break show you. After that, I won't change the closure. يسرني جدا خلي اعرف ايش يسرني ما تبي تقرر اوكي جو اهيد اوميجا 3 جدا نعمل بريك نعمل بريك أريد نعمل بريك نخرج خارج العلم الفيزيولوجي يسرني جدا أن أرى هذه الوجوه المنيرة أمامي وبهذا العدد أنا غير متوقع نهائيا متوقع أن أحضر هذا العدد فإنه to my pleasure هل يسرك هذا؟ بالمناسبة لا مانع لدي لا مانع لدي أن تحضر لك تحضر معك ماء لتشرب عند الحاجة أو حتى كوب من الشاي قهوة I don't mind. Feel free in the classroom within certain limits. And these limits need not to be broken. Okay? واحد يجي في أمريكا في أمريكا ممكن تجيب حتى أكلك. طالب هذا. بس من صبت نوع من صبت نوع من المحاضرة يأكل ولكن نوعين بس إذا توفرت لدينا هذه الملكة I don't mind جيب أشياء كمسا بس إحنا نحن مشكلتنا من ناكل نفقد الذاكرة خلينا نشوف شوف معظمنا overweight طبعا احنا احسن من الامريكان كثير بمناسبة الوزن خاصة الليدز how is it? they are killing regarding their body weight معظمهم extra pounds كله تشوفي شافوا رشيقة كما ما شاء الله عليك Finish in the cover rate. Huh? Try hard. Try hard to lose these extra pounds. You have many. خل أكل يا أخي أكل صحيح على حساب الوالد بس ما نشوف يأكل مع العام يأكل بالصاف معك إذا كل مثل هذا هو دايما مطالب فيه حريص يجي منه وقت ويستمر الى اخر نتفق معاكم نتفق معاكم على مساله ما تريد تتفق؟ يا أخي دعونا الأخير دعونا نتفق على مسألة. نحن هنا بقصد واحد وهو التعلم، وقد لا يحصل بالمستوى المطلوب أو المؤمل منه. يعني يفترض أن نخرج من هذه المحاضرة at least acquiring 60% of the lecture. This is the minimum accepted. أقل من 60 معناه أن أنا فاشل ولم أستطع أن أوصل المادة. Oh, there's something wrong. Something went wrong in the classroom. This something ممكن أن يكون فيه. كان يكون صوتي مثلا ما وصل إلى الإخوان بالأخير. أو ممكن أن يكون فيك أنت. ممكن يكون في المحيط. Anyway, لأي سبب كان. إن لم تتحقق هذه 60% اللي واجبي أنا أن أوصل لك minimum 60%، ماذا سنفعل؟ أنت لك مطلق الحرية أن تسألني. إن لم يتسع الوقت والمجال داخل الكلاسروم برا في الممر، إن لم يكن أنا في الممر ما شفت في الممر تشوفني بالأوفيس مثلا، ما شفتني بالأوفيس داونستيرز حتى لو في الشارع ما لا لحظة نفور سوف عندي هذا المسألة ما فهمت. أوكي you are welcome anytime. أوكي نعود هلا بعد نعود والعود واحد. Yes. After the sector has detected the energy and it transforms this energy into action potential. This action potential will be carried through the nerve fibers to the central nervous system. But the information needs to follow a given track, a given pathway, not randomly. Nothing is random in all of the universe. Everything is oriented. So as the information carried through the nerves to the central nervous system, it follows a given, a certain pathway to the nervous system. The example I have provided for the bridge was the tactile sensation. So what pathway the tactile sensation follows? After the peripheral nerve fibers enter into the spinal cord, they will follow a given pathway in the spinal cord. The spinal cord is wide and it's full of pathways. There are many pathways in the spinal cord. Some of them for tactile sensation, others for temperature, others for pain, and so forth. So which pathway will be specified for the passage of the tactile sensation? The pathway is called as the dorsal column. From the name again, the terminology in anatomy is derived from the position. When you hear dorsal column, it means a column passing on the dorsal aspect of the spinal cord. So suppose that this is the spinal cord, this is the ventral, and this is the dorsal. So the dorsal column is a column passing into the dorsal aspect of the spinal cord. It passes, I mean the tactile sensation, passes into the dorsal column of the spinal cord. After the spinal cord reaches the brain stem. The brain stem consists of three parts. The brain stem starting from the first part above the spinal cord is the medulla oblongata. Next to the medulla oblongata, the pons. Very good. Next to the pons, the mesencephalon. So these are the three parts of the brain stem. The medulla oblongata, the pons, and the mesencephalon. So the information after spreading through the dorsal column of the spinal cord, it reaches the brainstem. In the brainstem, there is a relay station, a synapse. The nerve passing from the spinal cord will end up at the level of the brainstem. We call it as relay station. From the brainstem, another segment, another nerve fiber, will be passed to the thalamus, a given structure in the brain. We call it as the thalamus, that represents a major relay station of the sensory information. Before it reaches the cerebral cortex, which is the final pathway of the sensory information, where it is analyzed and processed. So for the information to be detected by the receptor, to reach its final station, there are many nerve fibers, many relay stations here and there. Regarding these tactile sensation, very few of these relay stations. One of them at the level of the brainstem, and another at the thalamus, and the third is the final pathway. Anybody can guess why is this very few relay stations for tactile sensation? I might remind you, the tactile sensation include what?
Fine
touch, pressure, and vibration. Thank you. These three types of sensations need to be carried with the minimal relay stations that are very few. Why? عند الإشارة أعطيك الإشارة قلت لك هذه توصلها إلى مقر الجامعة الرئيس في دهور. الرسالة هذه فيها درجات امتحان نهائي يفترض أن تعلن النتائج بكرة صف سادس ورايهم ان يعلنوا النتائج. الله بجنون اذا ما طلع النتائج. فيراعوهم يشتغلون شغل سريع يضبطون عمل الاساتذه المشكورين يطلعون النتائج بعد يومين من الامتحان يعني. فانت تاخذ رساله مني مشكور تنزل الى كركوك تقول والله جوعان خليني اتغدى من المطعم لا ما خليني اروح على مطعم 5 ستارز المشوار ياخذ منك ساعتين. ورا ما تقدم تشوف نفسك تعبان قل خليني ارجع للبيت الشقة أمامي مثل ساعتين نهار طويل وراها تقعد تشوف نفسك تعسان عما تاخذ لك شغل و بريس يور سيلف شوف صار الساعة ستة لربع يعني ربع ساعة المغرب أنا ما أحب سفر بالليل خليها على بكرة الصبح بالليل شوف نفسك مع الأصدقاء أحبك فرصة لا تعرض قليلة يعني تحصل يلا خلينا نروح نتكلم لهم نقعد خلال ساعتين ثلاثة نطلع ترجع البيت على ما كان عمرك صار وحدة بالليل تريد تقعد الساعة 6 الصبح تقعد الساعة 6 الصبح قد الموبايل رن الموبايل سكت الموبايل ورجع نام قبل العشرة وهكذا روح لدهوك اوصل لدهوك شوف دهوك يعني شيء لطيف ما شايفه هلا ما لي فرق شو بعد اروح الجامعة اروح الجامعة انتهى الدوام يبقى في دهوك وراح يسلم الثاني فهذه رسالة تصل بهذه الطريقة عندما تكون رسالة غير مهمة عندما راح تودي مثلا تلفون الصديق في فوق إذا وصل اليوم وإذا وصل بعد شهر صحيح هو يعني يمكن ينطبعوا على نار ولكن ما نزل نفر عنه in delaying the delivery لكن رسالة مثل هذه تنقل درجات فعلا بكرة طالب ما نايم صار مشاور صار سادس شهر ما ينام خذوا بالكم نسا امتحان كله طول شهر بس ما تقدر خلص الريتن يجيك البراكتيكال خلص البراكتيكال يجيك الاورال خلص الاورال استغرب ثلاث اربع لان انت الناس يعني ذات همه عاليه فإذا أنت إذا عندك رسالة مهمة لازم تنقلها بسرعة وفي أقل ريلي ستيشنز صحيح جوعان قلت هذا غدا خلي لحق وصل أوكي لا يحصل شيء لا يحصل خطأ مثلا في الدرجات أو بناية تريد ثقة تريد توصل خبرها ربما أنت جالس في مكانك أوكي فالآن نعود لسؤالنا Why? There are very few relay stations in the pathway of the tactile sensation. Because they are so important. They are so important. If you ignore an information that something is touching your hand, you are unaware of something touching your hand. Immediately. At the moment, you withdraw your hand, especially if it causes pain. أو في جو يجعلك قلق. كان يكون مثلا ظلام, ladies يخافون الظلام. All of a sudden, يلمس يدها في الشيء غير متوقع. ما متوقع عليه. تصور, تبني تخيلها يصور أنه هذا في الشيء مؤذي. All of a sudden, she will react to this event, this information. So the information and such an information need to be carried rapidly to the brain through the minimum number of relay stations. Whereas another type of information, feeling hot, is it necessary to carry this information rapidly so that we will run away? We need to run away? Absolutely not. Feeling hot is something usual, especially in Iraq. Should that be usual? اليوم سهل العرق والمملحة. Why? Because this information is not that necessary to be carried rapidly. This is why there are very few relay stations and the passage of the tactile sensation. What about temperature sensation? Temperature sensation is not that important. Not as important as tactile sensation. It is important. Nothing is non-important. But not as important as tactile sensation. If you feel cold, unless you react to this feeling of cold and to put on your coat, you might catch cold and start developing flu. So you have to react, but not as rapidly as reacting to something, a pinprick on the skin. Okay? In this case, what do you expect? That the pathway mediating temperature sensation has got as few as the relay stations of tactile sensation, or larger number? Sure. There should be more relay stations on the pathway mediating temperature sensation. So this is one of the differences between the pathway mediating tactile and temperature. Would you expect that temperature sensation will be carried through the same pathway in the spinal cord, the dorsal column, you call it, or it might choose another pathway? Sure. I want you to react so that you will not feel drowsy and sleepy. So the question is that you don't expect for the temperature sensation to follow the tactile sensation. The tactile sensation follows the dorsal column, whereas the temperature sensation will follow another pathway. We call this pathway mediating temperature sensation as the spinal thalamic. This is how we derive the anatomical terms from the beginning to the termination. The pathway begins in the spinal cord and terminates in the thalamus. So what you can call it, spinal thalamic. Spinal thalamic pathway, mediating temperature sensation. In this pathway, there are many relay stations. First of all, in the spinal cord, from one nerve fiber to the next, from the second to the third, and from the third to the fourth, and then to the higher up to the brainstem. So this is a point of difference between tactile and temperature sensation. The spinothalamic pathway and the dorsal column pathway. What are the differences? The relay station of the brainstem is very important. Why? Now all of us are awake, not sleeping, not drowsy. Drowsy means dead. Dead. We're sleepy. Nasan. All of us are alert and awake. We are listening to a lecture in neurophysiology. Why? Because there is a special center in the brainstem that is responsible for keeping us awake and not drowsy or sleep. This center needs to be reactivated moment after moment, minute after minute, hour after another, and so forth. What activates this center? It is the different sensations carried from the periphery or from inside our bodies to the brainstem. So this sensory information, sensory information will activate this center in the brainstem That is why it is very important to have a relay station. Okay? To apprise this center and to make it reactivated to keep the person alert and awake. At each synapse, the sensory information will be analyzed to a certain degree. We have agreed at the beginning of the session that one of the functions of the synapses is the analysis and interpretation of the sensory signal. So at each synapse, there is a certain degree of processing and analysis. But to a certain degree, this degree depends on the degree within the central nervous system. What do I mean by the degree? A synapse in the spinal cord, the initial part of the central nervous system, is different from the analysis taking place at the middle brain or the brainstem. And the analysis at the level of the brainstem is different from that occurring in the brain, in the higher brain, the cerebral cortex. Again, the question, what do you expect? That the analysis is simpler, midway, or more complex as in the spinal cord, brainstem, or higher brain, which is more detailed and more complex analysis? At the spinal cord, or the brainstem, or the brain, cerebral cortex, choose one. Brain. كل brain متفق؟ الأخير. No response. Yes, thank you so much. It is the brain that is the higher and more complex integration and analysis. Whereas at the brainstem, there is again processing of the information, but to a lesser degree. And the spinal cord, very simple. According to this information, do you expect that the functions produced as a result of processing of the information resulting from the spinal cord are the same as those resulting from the brainstem as well as the cerebral cortex, or they are different? Definitely, they should be different because of the very simple and initial degree of processing at the level of the spinal cord. Therefore, the functions of the spinal cord are very simple. They are described as reflexes that we need not to think about it. Do you think of the reflexes before it takes place? Nobody can think because there's no time. Time-space is very narrow, very limited. So we cannot think of the reflexes. They occur automatically. Like the example, pinprick. Don't think that this is a pinprick. It's painful. I have to move my hand. Everything will be destroyed. And especially so if the stimulus is temperature. You might put your hand on a hot stove, firm, half of it still in the firm, or مستعجلة ومخافصين الأولاد والعائلة. يلا أجعل ليش الغد السماء جاهز وتروح إلى خطية من المكان الحار. Hard stove. There's no time to think that this is a hot stove. It's burning. My hand will be burned. So these are called as reflexes. They are integrated at the spinal cord because they are very simple. And the degree of integration at the spinal cord is again very simple. Moving higher up to the brain stem. راح كنت في الابتدائية نجحت صرت في المتوسطة تأخذ نفس المستوى من المعلومة. So at the level of the brain stem, the degree of processing كبرت واستطعت الآن أن تدرس رياضيات وتعرف كيف تحلل مثلا وفيزياء وكيمياء. فإذا at the level of the brain stem, the degree of analysis is greater than that of the spinal cord, so that functions produced by the brainstem are more complex. Like what? Like movement of the respiratory system. Again, they are reflexive. You know, don't think of our respiratory functions. It takes them automatically. But it is more complex than the reflexes of the spinal cord. The movement of the gastrointestinal tract, again more complex. Movement of the heart, more complex. So this is the second level of integration, which is the brain stem. The third level, the higher level, at the level of the cerebral cortex. Again, you might expect that functions produced by this level of the cerebral cortex should be more complex, more difficult. Okay? Like what? Thinking of a mathematical problem, solving a philosophical problem. إن في العراق نصنا فلاسفة ونصنا علماء ونص الآخر مفكرين ونص الآخر إلا ما رحم ربي. ولهذا أشوف من كثر العلماء في بلد البلد يديش فإذا the level of activities rather produced by the higher brain, the cerebral cortex, should match the degree of processing and interpretation of the information by the cerebral cortex. Therefore, they are more complex. They are more difficult. They are more cognitive. Okay? I feel tired. Do you feel tired? ساعتين ضربة؟ مية ساعة مفروض؟ يلا لا حملونا I think I have to stop you. Yeah, I fed up and you fed up. I'm sure. الثلاثة زعلون بعدين ما تريدون شوفوا. قبل أن نغادر أحد السؤال رجاء. نعود إلى الاتفاق regarding physiology. يعني ما أريد نحصل بقية الزملاء في سؤال عن أوميجا 3. أوميجا 3 خلي بينه وبينك. البقية خليها حتى ياخذوا راحتهم. أوكي؟ سؤال عن المحاضرة. نعم. إذا هذا تعتمد على درجة التحمل. ودرجة التحمل تعتمد على الخبرة والممارسة. شلون أنت تمارس هذا الفعل تتحمله أكثر. يعني أنت تجيب يد ناعمة رقيقة ترفة على يد واحد عامل ليس سواء. Okay.